Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. That's a good tip for this Labor Day weekend. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and now's the time to celebrate. That's right, football is here. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City loses by up to 100 points, you still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a no-brainer, Dustin. I think that's a bet even you and I could win. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure to use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all the action. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, you must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dustin, it's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Dustin. I'm Jim. Dustin, last segment we talked about the latest news in recruiting. Penn State got a commitment last week. They have a couple more guys who are going to commit either to Penn State or elsewhere this week. And it brings up the whole conversation about recruiting the last couple years. Well, let me read off to you Penn State's ranking in recruiting over the last several years. 2018, they were ranked sixth. 2019, they were ranked 12th. 2020, they were ranked 15th. And currently in 2021, they're ranked 33rd. Are you concerned?
I mean, concerned, I guess, might be one way to put it, but just the so many dominoes that have been falling, you know, in, against Penn State has been tough. You know, it's going to be a small class too, so maybe they haven't pushed forward as hard with some targets because they've only got probably, you know, 13 guys on board. They might have four or five scholarships left to give in this class. Then there's obviously all the chaos with eligibility and stuff that's coming down the pike. There's, you know, the coaching staff turnover. Really, this group never got a chance to find its footing with the 2021 class. And you always hesitate to make it a cop-out for Penn State. But honestly, James Franklin and the way that they do business and the way that they convey that family feel, not being able to get guys on your campus, it does. And I know that, like, I think Ryan Snyder from Blue White Illustrated said this, Brian Dome from 24/7 said this, you know, Penn State more than some other programs needs that campus visit to really, you know, show what they're all about and show the things that has sold not just players, but their parents too, on it actually feeling like a family environment, not just because every coach in America says that. How much can you convey that virtually to somebody who might not have fully experienced it yet and stand out from the crowd where the entire crowd is saying that? Penn State, when you get to campus and you kind of see it with your own eyes, I think has really reiterated to some of these guys, oh, wow, when they say the family thing, I think they actually mean it. And Penn State has been missing that. Not to mention, obviously, the new coaches and not getting a chance for a lot of these guys to get on campus and see them in action, to meet them in person. No spring practice, this dead period ongoing. It has not been good to Penn State, to the point now where you see, you know, Pitt is ranked above them in those same rankings. More commits, so mathematically they were bound to be. But I don't think it's something that Penn State fans love to see.
No, they don't, and never want to be behind Pitt in anything. But it also brings up this overall discussion about recruits and these rankings. How much in 2022 already they seem to be doing pretty well, Dustin. How much does that alleviate the concern that 2022 looks so promising? And how much of that tells you maybe this is just cyclical? A down year is not an indicator that that's the way things are going to follow the next couple years.
Yeah, I think it does help. And boy, I mean, if James Franklin hasn't proven his recruiting ability yet, I'm not really sure what to tell you as a fan. Like, I know from one year to the next, you want to kind of believe that the sky is falling or that the sky's the limit. You know, usually it's one or the other. But I think, yeah, I think 2021 was bound to be a down year in the rankings anyway, just because the class was small. But 2022 is a much needed jolt of optimism, because I really feel like a lot of fans have mixed feelings about the 2020 class. Like, it finished, what'd you say, 16 in the rankings?
15.
But it was 27 commits, you know, it was a big class, and 16 of them were three stars in the 24/7 sports composite. And I think a lot of people that was not a consensus. I love this class. So you add that to what's going on in 2021. And yeah, I don't think it's wrong to look at 2022 as the class that kind of snaps Penn State back to where you expected them to be. And they set the bar high in 2018 and 2019.
Yeah, they did. And what's interesting, Dustin, when you talk about, I do believe with recruiting, you never want to have a down year. You never want to have back-to-back down years. But the nature of the sport is you can live with that a down year or two. What's fascinating to me, though, is we talk about that 2018 recruiting class where they finished sixth in the country, and there were 3 5 stars in that class, okay? And this is the time period, that was 2 years ago. This is when those recruits should just be hitting their stride, right?
Yeah.
Of those 3 5 stars, guess how many will be playing this season?
Zero, Jim.
You're exactly right, Dusty. None of them. And Ricky Slay, Shorter, 2 5-star players that never met expectations. And of course, Micah Parsons, who did meet expectations, but is opting out this year. So recruiting can be a little bit fickle, and those rankings are not a perfect indicator of where that class will end up during their college career.
Absolutely. You know, and you do have examples of 5-stars who it just doesn't come together. I know we've had this discussion before about the kind of pressure that falls on a 5-star, that if it doesn't happen for them early in their career, a lot of good players weren't standouts as freshmen or redshirt freshmen or even sophomores or redshirt sophomores. You know, some players, even highly touted ones, needed more time than you might have thought to figure it out. And with 5-stars, that clock moves very quickly. If it doesn't happen right away, there's a good chance that they end up someplace else, especially if they're quarterbacks. And now that class, well, you mentioned Shorter and Slade, but that class also had Nana Asidu and Jordan Miner, who both had heart issues that they had to step away from the game of football. It also has Rasheed Walker, who looks like he could be on a trajectory to being a guy who goes high in the draft and plays on Sundays. Jason Owe, freakish athlete. PJ Mustafer, Pat Freiermuth came from that class. Juice Scruggs had the car crash. I mean, you have the whole grab bag of potential storylines in this one class, and you had some explosive results in both directions.
Well, and I think I want to point out here, Dustin, that I'm not one of those guys who say, oh, stars don't matter, because I'll point out a 5-star guy who failed and I'll point out a 3-star player who became a superstar. Overall, I'll take a team of 5-stars versus your team of 3-stars and be pretty happy with how things will go for me on the field. I think another part of this has to be, you know, the confidence level in the coaching staff, who they make their own judgment on a player. So that means, you know, a Journey Brown, who came out of a Pennsylvania high school, not highly regarded, but turns into a star. You got to give credit also that the coaching staff, they will, when they bring a player in, they see things that maybe the ranking community does not see.
And I think that was absolutely present in the 2020 class that I just mentioned. I think they deserve more credit from an evaluation and development standpoint than sometimes they get. You know, you sort of chisel away, and in 2018, 2019, it looked like you got over the top when it came to putting these nationally elite classes. Like, we need to get the classes that can compete with Ohio State. And really, I think the Penn State staff has grown more and more comfortable with their own evaluations of guys. And I think they have had enough success in guys like Journey Brown and guys like Sharif Miller, Carl Nassib. You know, there's a lot of success stories, Jan Johnson, a lot of success stories out there in this Penn State program that you just need to wait and see, because they were right on a lot of guys. And Journey Brown is probably one of the best examples. Trace McSorley, one of the best examples. They were right on a lot of players, and they got them, they developed them to the point where they made good on the potential that they saw in them. So I think they warrant a little bit of patience here, don't they, Jim?
I think they do, Dustin. And it leads to that question of, you know, James Franklin brought up a couple years ago in that infamous press conference that they aren't elite, though. Can they reach elite even if they don't get that elite player, if they don't get the Caleb Williams, if they don't get the Justin Fields, if they don't get Julian Fleming, if they don't get Nolan Rucci? You know, can they still go from a really good team, they scout players really well, and they develop them really well, but can they take that next step if they're not getting these five-star players?
I think so. And, you know, one of the things, it's hard to be consistently elite when you don't get those types of players. I think you can always rally for a year, get the right bounce or two. I think Penn State, you know, I don't think they've lacked the talent to have been a college football playoff team. They just didn't get to the finish line on games here or there, but it wasn't really so much, hey, this team wasn't good enough, because they were good enough, I think, a couple of these seasons to reach the college football playoff. They just didn't win games when it counted. And I think developing on that end of it and believing that you're going to win those games is just as important, you know, to have that confidence or swagger of a playoff team. It's just as important as what you're talking about, personnel and accumulating five stars. You know, they go hand in hand, but I think Penn State's, they've knocked on the door. So I don't think it's the lack of talent.
I think you're right, Dusty, and we could review that the last couple of years. There are games they either had in hand or games they lost that they should not have that would have gotten them into the playoffs. All right, stick around. We've got one more quarter to go on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. If Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.